Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. And welcome to the show this morning. Awesome midweek morning motivation with Mr. Versi L. Walker. Well, I tell you, Mr. Walker, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am raring to go. I am so fantastic. And how are you doing today?
You know what, safe and sound and definitely ground, so I'm here.
Awesome. I like that, safe and sound and definitely ground. Well, if you are just tuning in for the first time, we welcome each and every new person who has found their way over to Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. in the morning. Stay with us for the entire hour, and it is going to be packed with motivation, inspiration, empowerment, enlightenment, information that you can transform into life-changing activities for yourself. Well, we welcome all of you who are tuned in this morning by the switchboard. I see you out there, Cincinnati, Ohio, in the house. Also, we have Hillside in the house. Good morning, good morning. And Miss Patricia Martin doing big, big, big things here in New Jersey. For those of you who are listening via your iPods and these other types of RSS feeds, welcome, welcome, welcome all the way from California. Glow Jess, number one, welcome in the chat room. Good morning. Or I'm not sure if you're in California or Ohio, but welcome anyway. I tell you, we are going to get out of the way momentarily here and let it rip with Mr. Walker, who is our regular Wednesday morning motivator right here on Coach Lalisa. You know, Versi Walker and I were together on yesterday evening down in Philadelphia at the first Women's Entrepreneur, Her Voice is Power, seminar that will be taking place every other month in Philadelphia at Temple University. So for cities surrounding that area, Delaware, cities in New Jersey, and other places in Pennsylvania, you don't want to miss it. I know they have a doctor coming on the next time. I believe that's in November. But they have other events. Please go to their website, eusaphilly.org, and keep up with all that they have going. You can also join, become a member, get into the events free. They're held in a beautiful room at Temple University, right in the thick and the heart of downtown Philly, near the downtown Philadelphia area. It was awesome. It was beautiful. Mr. Walker, I tell you, I just had to get that in. And also to remind individuals, there are many, many other seminars and workshops coming up. So I will be back at the end of the show to give you those highlights. Mr. Walker, I know you've been on a whirlwind. You got a lot to share. So I want to get out of your way and turn it over to you. Everyone, help me welcome Mr. Versi Walker back each and every Wednesday. Mr. Walker, take it away.
You know what? Great. Thank you so much, Coach. And you're right. I was there right there with you last night, in Philly, supporting the process and the product or the project, and to make sure that I was in the place that, you can't be anywhere but where opportunity is at. And if you're not with the opportunity, then you're going to miss it. So I want to make sure I took that drive in and took the time to support you and to support the effort, and was, very much impressed with how the presentation unfolded. Very much impressed with those who were there and they spoke, and yourself, as well as the founder and the host. And I just like to see how well we can do stuff when we put our mind to it. So I truly enjoyed that opportunity and that time and walked away with, several key notes. And for those who didn't make it, how unfortunate for you. And for those who can in the future, you do want to be a part of this organization, Entrepreneur USA, especially as it is part of the ground floor, grassroots beginning, because you're going to get so much more and have a greater appreciation for what's available. And as we're moving in this 21st century and we're concluding the last quarter of the year, beginning the new quarter of another year and also going into another century. Decade. Am I right? Yeah, decade. So I really, vastly encourage people to get a part of this, to be a part of this. Each week I say, get you some information, grab you some knowledge. It's out there. We have to network. We have to be a part of these association affiliations, especially if we want for our life to change, because if we keep doing the same things that we've been doing, we're going to keep getting the same things that we've been getting. And the only way we can change is by the books that we read and by the people that we associate with. So thank you for letting me be your guest, and I was honored to be there.
Awesome.
Hello.
Listen, I was honored to have you. You know you are definitely a powerhouse and motivator, and we just really, like you said, like the energy in the room, I'm telling you, it doesn't take a lot of people to bring a lot of power.
Correct.
It takes the right people. I remember saying that where two are gathered in my name, listen, you can have some power. And that's what we had. And definitely, yes, we have, like I said, the listener all the way from California. Now, they are 3 hours, their time is 3 hours. Actually, I don't know if you call that behind or ahead. But
they're behind.
In other words, it's about 4 o'clock a.m. there.
Wow. That's
what we're talking about. These are people who are dedicated. These are people who are committed to a life of prosperity, a life of purpose, and success is, it's right there. It's right there. So we are here to bring that to you each and every day as entrepreneurs, business owners, in your careers, whatever it is that you want to do. But I was certainly also inspired yesterday, Mr. Versi Walker and the other speaker, Miss Monica. She was awesome, and she really laid out how your vision, your purpose, and your plan, how they and your goals work together so nicely. I can't wait to also invite her and some other women that I met there, powerful entrepreneurs. I'm telling you, y'all, get ready, get ready, get ready. Women entrepreneurs, even though, yes, the statistics say we are the fastest growing. There are more women who open businesses. But the flip side of that is that we're also the first ones to get out of that business. So
yeah,
we'll open them fast, but we'll close them fast. And so we're not bringing in the revenue. We're still lagging greatly behind in revenue in our male counterparts. And so we know part of the reasons for that is we don't have the support. We have missed the mark on supporting
right.
one another in business, and so, and we know part of it is too that, you know, we have different interests, and that's okay. Sometimes we want to be in business, sometimes we don't. So that's okay too. But for all the ones who want to be in business, who know their destiny and their purpose to be an entrepreneur, we got to make sure that you get the tools, the resources that you need so that you can retire an entrepreneur. And with that being said, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Mercy Walker, but not before I also welcome another entrepreneur and a wonderful businesswoman, dancer, and minister in the chat room, Ms. Kiva Renee. Welcome, welcome, welcome again on today.
You know what? Great. Thank you once again, Coach. And as usual, good morning to everybody. I know I get started on one rant, but again, I always like to come back to good morning. And I hope that everyone is having a wonderful week this week and had a wonderful weekend this past weekend. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here to share with you on this midweek morning show. As I said, it's kind of like a metaphor for those who don't know, but it's sort of like a metaphor for the time of the day, the noon hour, the getting over the lunch and progressing throughout the day and just having that energy, that burst of energy, inspiration, and power to make it for the rest of the day. And also, I know on Wednesday we do call it hump day because we do need that push to make us feel good about making it to the weekend. So I want to make sure that we have this, but not just on Wednesday, but I want this information to carry forward and transcend beyond that. And that's the reason why we post quite often the archives for those who missed it so they don't miss it and definitely get it. So, again, I welcome and thank you for all listening. And also, again, Coach, thank you for allowing me to share this time with you and your listeners on this platform so that they can get this message, so they can receive it. And, you know, like the event last night and also another event I went to on Wednesday that I'll talk about, I would like for it to be more well attended because, again, we can stand in line for 2 days in front of Walmart in a tent to buy our kids the next Tickle Me Elmo, but we won't stand 2 hours in line for a new job. We won't, you know, register for events like last night, grab CDs or books that would enhance us and ultimately change our life for the better. So we have to change our ideologies and our mindset in order to receive those things that we need to, and those tools that are available because they're right here. They're right here. The universe has already provided it. We just got to go and grab and pick the fruit and allow it to nourish our body. On last Wednesday, I mentioned, and I want to make sure I get this off the top as well, that I mentioned I was celebrating my 1-year anniversary since releasing the book Success, How I Ended Up Here. And also in celebration of that, and I still want to remind the listeners that we are offering this book at a reduced price of $15.95. Currently it retails for $19.95. Plus, I'm going to actually add in or send to whoever purchases a copy during the month of September my 26-page million-dollar mind business plan. This business plan outlines, identifies, and shows you what information is needed to begin your journey as an entrepreneur. It gives you all the information that banks, financial companies, credit unions, and even that uncle who got some money, but he wanted to make sure you wrote down your desires and that you have a plan. It would allow him to see that you really want this idea, this thought, this concept to come to visible manifestation. And it would also allow you to have your dreams start to come and align those resources within your neighborhood, your community, or in the universe to enable you to have your dreams come true. Also with that, additionally, I'm including a copy of the not-yet-released supplemental guide to my book, Success. Here is a place where you can write down, you can chart, and you can demonstrate that you're going to not only talk about it, but be about it and walk about it. So it gives you all of the resources, all of this information. And this is a $40 value. Just for a little investment of $15.95 plus $5 for shipping and handling, but it gives you everything that you're looking for, and it allows these 7 o'clock morning sessions each Wednesday and every day that you're listening to LaLisa here on the Blog Talk Radio. It allows you to put validity into your life. It allows you to now show substance. And that, you know what, I'm actually going towards the energy and the power that I need to make it to the next level, to make it to the next day, for me to enhance my life and who I say I am and what I want to be. Because oftentimes we talk about what we would love. You know, me and my wife, when we were first married, we would drive by neighborhoods, and I say, you know what, one day I see us in a house like that. One day I want that car. One day I want to do X, Y, and Z. Well, that day has come to pass, but it did not come to pass until I visualized it, to I went towards it, wrote it down, and allowed the information, the people, and the resources to come in and help enhance my dream. Because my dream wasn't in focus. But I was a visionary, but it wasn't in focus. So now it's been auto-tuned, it's been placed in focus, and I've taken a picture of it. And now I'm living much of my dreams, but my dreams haven't stopped coming. I'm continuing on that dream path, but I'm continuing to build my dream board, which I encourage each and every one of you to do. So, again, you can visit my website at www.vertiwalker.com. See exactly the things that I'm offering as a speaker, as an author, as a human being. And also, like I say, grab a copy of the book and also copies of the LaLisa book and any other individual out there that has a book or CD that will help empower you and change your life. Now, as many of you have already heard and perhaps read on my Facebook post, I had what I call a whirlwind weekend. It's one of those situations where you stepped out and all of a sudden things just started happening. Things started surrounding me this weekend and availing themselves to a level and a degree that I hadn't even imagined, I hadn't even considered. So today I want to definitely talk about preparedness. Secondly, I want to talk about dress or attire. And thirdly, I want to touch on networking, which is vitally critical and crucial. And it actually lends to what Coach LaLisa just said about being at the event last night, the networking opportunities that were made at this event and that will be, you know, now cemented for days and months and years to come because you were at the right place. We were doing the right thing, and we were on purpose, and we had a mission. And you know what? However tired I may have been from traveling Wednesday, Friday, and this entire weekend, I could not rest until I got there because I made that commitment weeks back. And it would have been a disservice to myself not to fulfill that because I would not be within my purpose, which was the topic of last night's presentation. Beautiful display, Coach. Beautiful display from Monica Wiles. I was amazed, and I enjoyed myself thoroughly. Now, today for me is kind of the first time that I'm able to fully express the events that took place this past weekend. It started off on Wednesday in celebration of my one-year release, but also in aspirations of where I want to go. I decided to take a train into Harlem, USA. I was going there to support radio personality and author and television host Michael Bazin, for those who may not know him. He does have a syndicated radio program. And he has a program that he's been doing for the last year and a half called the 1 Million Mentors Campaign. And this is whereby he's going from city to city to city telling our folks that we need to get up and mentor some of these youth and even these adults who are looking to do the right thing, who may not have the right information and who could potentially be going down the wrong path. When I got there, and this was the 65th city, he's doing 69, so he's actually on 67, if I'm not mistaken, as of yesterday. When I got there, I again was hoping that this thing would be so well attended that I would probably have to stand in line. Inconvenient for me, but heart fulfilling, because I know the vision. I know the reason behind what he's doing, because so many of us are lost. So many of us are confused. So many of us have been led astray that we no longer even get up and walk. And in fact, in attendance and who also spoke was Reverend Al Sharpton. I sat 3 rows directly behind him, four rows from the actual stage. Sharpton, George Wilburn, which is a comedian from Chicago, is also a co-host with Michael Bazin, and Michael Bazin, and I was in the place to be. I was right where I set my vision months before. Enjoying all the atmosphere, absorbing all the information, and receiving what was going on. Now, after doing this, the event, George Wilburn and Michael Bazin stood on stage and talked to people periodically. I was speaking to the president of the 100 Black Men Association, and again, trying to get mentoring information because I, too, want to be a mentor for the kids and for those who really want to aspire to be higher and do better and greater things in their life. When it dawned on me, wait a minute, Michael Bazin is no longer on the stage. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. So I rush outside to see a mob swarming around this man as he's trying to make it onto the tour bus. I got to the position where I was actually 2 feet away from introducing myself when he grabbed a little girl and took a picture of her. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. Everybody else is clamoring and forcing their thoughts, their books, and everything else on this gentleman. And he really didn't come here for that on this particular day. He didn't want celebrity to get in the way because there was a deeper message. We have to save our kids and change our lives. So I didn't want to impress upon him at that moment what I had been thinking about and desiring for so long, to meet him and talk to him, and I expound on why. So at the moment he put down that child, he then immediately turned around and ran up the steps of the bus, never to return. Now, my opportunity was lost. I did everything that I said I was going to do. I went there, you know, for a multitude of reasons. And I felt at that time, you know what, I don't want to, you know, to do this, because as I told the listeners on the show, this past 2.5 months have been phenomenal for me. And everything has happened without me even planning it, without me even forcing it. The universe has been listening to my heartbeat, and it has been reflecting and pushing it back. And I want to say something too, Coach. Yesterday you mentioned and gave a definition or expounded on when I say the word universe. You told the listeners that the universe was created by God and God gave us dominion over it. So when I'm saying the universe, I'm still talking about the great I am. I'm talking about the Most High. I'm talking about Jehovah Jireh, because he created this and it's of him and he gave us dominion over it. So when I talk about that, I'm speaking still in the God fashion that I was raised in. So I'm saying to myself and convincing myself, first, you did the right thing. Because when you went on a vacation for a family reunion and was invited to go see the National Civil Rights Museum, you didn't know you were going to go on the very last day that the civil rights for that particular museum with the Greensboros Four was the ending of that day, and they were having a big celebration. You didn't know you were going to meet the founder. You didn't know you were going to meet the two men who were part of this. There were only four, and there's only three remaining, and you met the two, and you took photographs. You didn't know this. You didn't know that when you went on vacation 2 weeks ago that you were going to be in ESPN and be invited into the sound booth where they were doing their broadcasting. You didn't know this. You didn't know that 3 weeks before that when you went to a restaurant that you were going to meet Jermaine Dupri. You didn't know that. You didn't know 2 weeks before that when you rushed to Harlem again to go to the Apollo and see Mr. Chris Gardner of Pursuit of Happiness that you would then be able to meet with him again like you did just 1 year earlier and share your thoughts and ideas. So you did the right thing, because when I went there on that Wednesday, still on high from the great time I had talking to you listeners earlier that morning, the great time I had reflecting on the fact that here it is 1 year later, my dream of being an author, an entrepreneur, and a public speaker has come to visible manifestation. Why force it? So I was glad with that. I was happy with that, because when I went there to see Michael Bazin, I went there as a supporter, as a fan, and as a friend. And I say this because I have watched this man's career blossom from his first book to where he's at today. I also worked at the same company at the same time at the same location as him. So there was more than just me giving him my book. It was more than me just asking for an autograph. There's a correlation there beyond just a Chi-Town affiliation, because we know some of the same people. I'm trying to walk in the same circles. I look to do some of the same things on his level, but on a grander scale as well. Because as the young lady said last night, there's only one me, and can't nobody do it better than me. So I was there for more than just that reason. So it didn't strike me until I was on the train headed back home, and I was sharing the events of the night with a stranger on the train. And after telling her how excited I was and that this thing had came to visible manifestation, she looks and says, "Oh, you weren't really progressive." I'm like, "Excuse me?" She said, "Yeah, because, you know, you're making excuses saying that, you know, he was busy and this, that, and the other, and if it was me, I would have actually wrote something real quickly on the book and just shoved it in his hand." I said, "But understand, I didn't want my book just to become another one of the books or one of those other individuals who are trying to pine for his attention without offering a solution to some of the problems he's addressing." And she went on to say, "Well, again, that may not have happened. He may have grabbed the book and been delighted." I said, "But there's a correlation. There's a deeper relationship, and I want to build relationships. I don't want to just be another face in the crowd." So from that point until Friday, I pondered on this, and I shared this with others. And others said, "Yeah, you did the right thing." I was waiting my time, because although I was there, there was other people who needed him more. They needed to have felt his fabric. For some people, it's much like, you know, touching the hem of his garment. To see him gives them greater inspiration. He's inspired me already more than he even knows. But there were other people who needed him. That girl needed to have that picture. So one day she can reminisce as her future unveils and she tells people, "This is one of the reasons why I'm who I am and where I'm at today." So I felt I did the right thing. Now I want to go into another event that took place that allowed me to know I was on the right track. When I was driving into D.C. on Friday, I had a book signing at the Ronald Reagan National Airport, not knowing, you know, what will happen, not knowing how great the event will be, because book signings couldn't be touch or go. I called into the radio station. I'm sharing with you and the listeners, and then Coach Jay gets on and says some great, wonderful things, and a great, wonderful man. I know he's listening this morning, as he always is. I appreciate and value you and others just like you for all that you do. So as I'm driving in, I called in to let you, the listeners, know what is going on with me and where I'm going today. And then driving in, I hear, well, let me take it back for a second. The night before at 12 o'clock, my wife tells me, "Oh, you know, Michael Bazin is having a boat cruise in D.C. on Friday. Since you're there, maybe you can take part of it." Well, I knew very well that this wasn't in the budget, so I didn't say anything. As I'm driving in, as soon as I got off the phone with you, off the call with you, Coach, I then hear that the Congressional Black Caucus is in D.C. I also hear that there's an employment expo that's taking place. And for those who already know D.C., if you know D.C. like I know D.C., on Friday, D.C. is always jumping. And to have all this going on in the city at the same time, D.C. was on fire. Now, before I forget, driving up, I also thought about, you know what, you don't have a place to stay should you take advantage of this opportunity. But the night before, my wife had already said, "You know what, take your shaving bag with you just in case you may have to stay over." And her saying that sent another message, "Well, I'm going to take my shaving bag. I have to have another set of underwear, and let me grab an extra shirt." And I did that because I was disciplined, because I heard what she was saying consciously as well as subconsciously. Now, I arrived to my event 2 hours early. Great timing. I was able to relax. I was able to get into the moment. And after going into the washroom and changing my clothes, as I come out the stall, who but all did I see standing in the men's room? He and I alone. And as I said yesterday on the call, you don't want to be, as a man, meet any man in the bathroom. But I step out and I see Isaiah Thomas. For those who don't know, I'm talking about the Detroit basketball player, the rival of our Chicago Bulls, Isaiah Thomas, now head coach. I call out his name, thinking about the event on Wednesday where I didn't do that. he turned around and said, good morning, God bless my brother, and walked on. Hey, that made my day. I was excited. So I go into my book signing with this energy. Wait, I just met Isaiah Thomas. Wow, wonderful. So I go into my book signing. They have the table set up, the banners, the posters, and everything. I have an assistant, unbeknownst to me. She's there. But before I get started, I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and book my reservation for this boat cruise. Now, this is going out on faith because, again, it wasn't in the budget. I had not anticipated doing this, and I didn't have a place to stay. But I was not going to allow another opportunity to pass me by. So I did. I made this phone call, secured my reservation, and went into my book signing. About 15 minutes into the book signing, who walks past me, makes eye contact. I beckon her over. None other than Tracy Ellis Ross. For those of you who may not know her, she's Diana Ross's daughter. For those who still may not know her, she's one of the ladies on the Kelsey Grammer long-running TV sitcom called Girlfriends. So again, I'm building relationships. You know, hey, I'm a good fan. I really enjoy your work, and I know your mom as well. And also, your brother goes to school down the street from my house. I'm sorry, you may have me mistaken, sir. Oh, you mean to tell me your brother doesn't go to school in New York and upstate? Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, I'm familiar with you. But thank you for taking the time to speak with me. Have a great day. Building that relationship, having a correlation, networking, knowing what this person is about and what they're doing, as opposed to, again, just clamoring with your ideas and your aspirations of them and letting them feel comfortable with you, because people do not want to work with or do business with people they don't know or trust. It's all about relationships. It's all about that networking. So I wasn't going to, again, impress upon her what I thought of her and who I was. I just wanted to, again, build that relationship. So now it's 20 minutes into the book signing. If anybody has ever seen me do a book signing or a presentation or a speech, I do not sit down within that process. You have to be spontaneous and energetic. You have to be able to jump and move in such a manner where people realize that you're not lazy or lethargic. And I have no time to rest because I'm resting at home when I'm trying to build up these speaking engagements and build up these signings. I'm resting at home. I ain't got time to rest out there in this field, because I'm at the battlefield. I'm in the trenches. I'm getting my message and my voice and my image and my impression, or the impression of me, out to others. And I can't do that sitting down. I can't do that on two-hour coffee breaks. You can't succeed in life when you're being less than successful in your activities. So I'm progressive. So I stand. So we're, I think, a half an hour into the book signing, and I've already sold 7 books. I'm hearing from the assistant, as she's taking picture after picture, she's saying, you're good. She said, I read your book, and she said, you're doing everything you said that you do in your book. She said, you see these people, everybody you bring up to the table is buying from you. And I said, please stop. I said, you're giving me a complex. I said, because it's not that, because not everybody has purchased. She said, but they've come over. She said, we've never seen this. She said, we've had a speaker, and we've had a signer, and we've had authors here before. And they sit down, they wait for people to come by, they just put the book in their hand. She said, you're dialoguing. She said, you're having these people, old and young, they're leaning on you, they're laughing with you, they're touching your hand, they're grabbing your book. I said, thank you. I said, because I had to make this opportunity happen. The book signing came about because 5 months ago, I was in the airport with a book in my hand and was referred to the manager of this bookstore, who then I built a relationship with, who subsequently had her manager buy a bulk of my books, who then allowed me to come in there and share and express myself and my passion and my desire for getting not only my book out, but my message. So now we're about 40 minutes into this, and I think 15 books are already sold. Laura Bush walks by. I didn't recognize her, see her, but she did. Now we're steady moving. The momentum is there. I'm touching. I'm talking. I'm seeing people. Nearly 40 books were sold during this book signing. The manager walks over to me. She says, you know what, I just sent out emails to the entire organization. I just sent them the pictures of you engaging and moving around and walking and talking to these people. She said, this is amazing. She said, this is so wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Can we get you back again? I said, most certainly. She said, and since you're here, guess what? I'm part of a lady who does different things in the community, and she and our street team just got the new mayor of D.C. elected, and I would like to invite you to a celebration in his honor tomorrow. I said, I'll be there. Again, stepping out on faith, and if you didn't hear me the first time, I didn't have a place to stay. I then called my wife and told her of the event that had just taken place, told her the people that I just met, sending texts to my little 9- and 10-year-old daughter, letting her know, look what Daddy just did. Tell your big sister. Show this to your brother. Look at what's going on. While there, I had several people ask me, can you come and speak to my organization? Okay, do you talk to groups? Because I was prepared, I was able to hand them my brochure. Because I was ready, on time, and on my purpose, I was able to share with them what I could do and offer for them. They were impressed in how I stood there, how my brochures looked, how my banner stood there and commanded their attention. They didn't have to have any other information, but I'm trying to solidify the deal. So now, the book signing is over. Very successful, very happy, because, again, not knowing what to anticipate whenever you do a book signing and driving so far to get it done, but I had made the commitment, and I couldn't rest until I did so. One secret, and I wanted to share this, one secret to success in life for any man or woman is to be ready for his opportunity when it comes. And this was said by Benjamin Disraeli. You have to be prepared for the opportunity shall it come. I left that event, I think it was about 7 o'clock p.m. The boat cruise started at 8:30. I had enough time to get there. I went to the boat cruise with one book in my hand, because I carry my book like it's my purse, because in essence, it is my purse. It is a revenue driving mechanism that helps provide food for my table and also helps provide inspiration for others, as well as information, and helps me to get my message moved forward. The minute I walk up to the counter of Will Call to get my tickets, a woman bought my book. I then ran back and grabbed two more books. I get on the plank ready to board the bus, and who but all comes up the middle of the walkway, shaking hands and talking to everybody? Mr. Michael Basin himself. I then grab his hand, shake his hand, and whisper in his ear, let him know, I'm here, I love you, man, and this is how I know of you. He wasn't familiar with that. He said, you know what, it's been too long. He said, you know what, Chicago was years ago for me. I'm sorry, my brother, but I don't remember. I'm like, no problem, I'm here. Gave him my book. He then placed his book in his carrying case and gave it to his assistant. So for those who think you lose out on opportunity, for the moment that I doubted that I did the right thing on Wednesday, confirmation came about in an invisible form, standing right there in front of me as Michael Basin and I shook hands and looked each other eye to eye. I no longer would ever allow doubt to seep in, because I thought maybe for a moment I let fear creep in when I didn't approach him and I wasn't aggressive and I didn't jump over those other people who, again, I know needed more from this man than I did at that moment. So because I put it out there in the universe and because I knew that the past 3 months have availed me more opportunities to fulfill my destiny than ever before, I felt and believed in my heart of hearts that I did the right thing, and that was confirmation standing right in front of me at that very moment. So I proceeded to go on the ship, had a great time, met some wonderful people, and sat down and talked to two ladies who then told me there was other parties going on surrounding the Congressional Black Caucus and that I should go. I said, well, I'm already here. I might as well stay. Listen to me once again. For those who didn't hear me, I had no place to lay my head. But because I believe in faith, because I believe in a God that gives you ridiculous things when you have a ridiculous desire and you have a ridiculous faith in him, and I knew that I would be okay, even if I had to sleep in the car on that evening and the evening to come, because I was not going to allow this opportunity to pass me by, and I was going to take full advantage of it. And I ask that each and every one of you do the same. So I did. I stayed. But what happened? My wife called me at 11:30 on Friday night and said, here's your confirmation. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I know there's nothing in the city. I know everything is tied up. I know everything was booked months in advance. I may have to go to Virginia or Maryland, a half an hour north or half an hour south, just to lay my head. This hotel was actually 5 minutes from the boat. So when you talk about faith, when you talk about belief, when you're on purpose, you're on fire. There's nothing that can stop you. There was no reservation that he was going to tell my wife at that moment in time, oh, we're booked. Because God had already had the plan. He had already laid these things out in front of me, even though I did not know. Even though that doubt had seeped in from that Wednesday event that maybe I didn't do the right thing. Man, if you say that you want your dream, he was right there. But see, Michael Bazin can't give me what I want because God has it for me. There's no man who can just give me that. He's not the only person who has a platform that I can share that can spread my message and help others. He is one vessel, one individual who can help me along should he desire to. But because I got my faith in the right place, it's going to happen regardless. And that's why I want you people to continue to believe, to continue to dream, to aspire to be better and greater than what you were just yesterday. The only time you get stuck in life is in quicksand, in mud, and in ice. And that's the only place that nothing grows. The three places that nothing grows is in mud, quicksand, and in ice. So don't let the shackles of your mind, don't let the inadequacies of your childhood, don't let the inferiorities of the playground years ago when you couldn't climb a fence but now you're climbing mountains, don't let what happened in the past dictate your future because you're better and you're greater than what you ever thought you could be if you allow your power to be released in the universe and you're living in your purpose. I went to this congressional caucus party event and met another host of wonderful people. I also met Robert Gant. Many of you may know him. He's also an actor. He's played the role of fathers on so many different movies. I can't even remember him right now. Had an opportunity to talk with him and also take pictures with him. Built relationships, things and people I can call on later on and say, hey, you remember me? Now, when I did the book signing, again, I had people who contacted me or asked me, could I come speak at their events, gave me their business cards. Each and every one of those individuals, I then emailed them when I arrived back home to let them know, thank you for your support and thank you for approaching me and speaking to me in such a manner. I really appreciate it. I'm looking and thinking, especially with a gentleman from WHUR Radio in D.C. He said, here, take my card, let's keep in touch. I'm just surely thinking that, okay, I'll be blown off. This gentleman may never email me back because others haven't who also said that, you know, keep in touch. I got responses back that very day. That very day. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Let's keep in touch. I really look forward to talking with you. I really enjoyed what we said. I really enjoyed that time, that moment, and you inspired me standing there doing what you did. Thank you, Mr. Walker. I was elated. I was floored. I was amazed because, again, these things that I dreamed about 17 years ago, these things I've worked so diligently and so hard for these past 2 years are, again, coming to visible manifestation because I'm continuously trying to forge forward and create my own destiny and my own opportunities and looking for every opportunity to be in the right place at the right time to take full advantage of it. I then get an email on Monday from the manager that I did the book signing. She sent out, again, the pictures and everything. She copied me on what she sent out. Then to get a response back from her manager, hey, Mr. Walker, great. I'm glad you did that. It was a wonderful thing. I got 5 airports in New York. Can you go by there? Can you do the same thing? Let me know. We'll get this set up, you know. I had already had in my mind that I want to do more signings between October, November, and December. Between here, D.C., and Chicago, because I know I'm going back home to visit family and friends. I had already put that into my mind, and look what it came back. It did not come back void. I also suggested, because I saw opportunities where if they would just tweak and train some of their managers and some of their cashiers, they can maybe increase their revenue stream 5 or 10%. It's a $13 million operation. 5 or 10% can make the difference of a lot of things. And it's just doing what they already do, but just do it a little bit differently and more efficiently. So I put that out there that I also do training. I also can provide workshops to enhance the overall location, but the entire organization through my inspiration and motivation. Let me show you how. That too will come to pass, believe me, because I have the faith. So now I wanted to really hone in on preparedness, because if you're not prepared, it's often been said that you're scared. Because those who are prepared have no reason to be scared. If you're prepared because you've been practicing, if you're prepared because you've been writing and because you've been dreaming, because you've been making those contacts, there's no need to be scared when the stage curtains open up. You just slide on out there and do what you have been prepared to do and what you've been destined to do. So I was prepared for a day trip. And it wind up being an entire weekend because I was further prepared for if an opportunity showed up, I would be there. I was prepared to sell maybe groups of 5 or more books, you know, because I just didn't know what would unveil itself. Okay, if we do 5, you know, that book signings have been known to do that. Well, I had a group of people standing by my table, and I just arbitrarily handed each one of them a book. There were 5 people from Chicago who I never met before. After engaging with them and talking with them and sharing with them, they each bought my book. This was a family of 5. They didn't say, let me buy the book, you tell me how it sounded, or I will share it. No, no, they each individually bought a book. That was a blessing. That showed me that they were there, and they were prepared to enlighten and enhance and empower themselves through the words that I had transformed on that book. I was amazed. One lady bought a book and turned back around and said, I want to buy one more. Another lady said, you know what, I want to buy a book and I want to give it to my manager so that he'll see what I'm talking about when I insist that he brings you in to speak with us because we get our new budget in October. Is this not September? Was it not September 17th? And is not October right around the corner? See, these opportunities are making their way towards me. And I'm continuously taking full advantage of it, but not taking it for granted. And I want you all to listen today, whether I hit the mark on what I'm trying to do or not, I will still be the same person today, looking for opportunities, taking advantage of them, but not taking it for granted. It is so easy when you get to where you think you want to be or where you have arrived that you forget to do what we're doing here on this call today. You forget to share. You forget to reach out. You're on a different level. No, no, no. I will still walk into one of those Chicago restaurants on the south side where, you know what, you may get shot or you may get stabbed, but I'll go through there and I'll get my sandwich because I know that man. I know that location. I know that environment. And I don't want to be too far removed. It's the king who gets up on the hill and forget about all of those peasants, all of his workers, all of his indentured servants, he's so far removed, he don't know what's going on down there, and eventually he gets overthrown. But the king that walks amongst men stands taller than any king who sits on a throne. And I need for everyone to understand that. The next thing besides preparedness, because again, I did what my wife said. I grabbed my shaving bag, and then I listened to the small voice that said, Versi, if you're going to do that, you might as well grab a shirt and an extra pair of underwear, because you never know. And it happened, and I embraced it. The next thing is attire. Attire is definitely important. How you look, how you dress makes a statement. I was on a cruise, for those who've been listening, just 3 weeks ago. And everyone who's been on a cruise before realized there is a night that you meet the captain. It's meet the captain's night. It's at a dinner. That night is a formal night. Half the boat did not show up because they didn't have proper attire. They were ill-prepared for the opportunity to meet the captain. So much so, a lot of the baggage and stuff they should have left at the pier, they didn't. They bought on the boat. From the sagging pants, braids in their hair, and some, you know, unorthodox behavior, which I was not accustomed to, on a boat. But when I went to D.C., I was so pride-filled seeing these men and women of all colors and sizes dressed to impress. Men wearing tuxedos, suits, ties, bow ties, and some without ties, but were clean, cut, and pristine. Ladies wearing 3-inch heels, skirts, briefcases, looking like they're about something, looking like their destiny, looking like their desires and their aspirations, because they had their provision, which in line with their vision, and it was spectacular to see. And for those who have purchased my book, I talk about attire in my book in the section titled Empowering on page 88, and I discuss what men should perhaps wear, how they should be groomed, what women should wear, and how they should be groomed. Because, again, you need to be dressed for success. Because how you look says so much more about you than any words that you could convey. And it's hard to convince someone after they see what you are willing to wear to even listen to what you have to say. So the proper attire, women having a black evening gown, men having suits that not only they can wear, if they buy just one, they can then change the look of the suit, even if it's outdated, by a different updated tie. So if you can't afford to have 5, 10, 20 suits, no problem. There's still a workaround if you put your mind to it, because a good suit can go a long way. Not only can you wear it to a funeral, you can wear it to a job interview. You can wear it to your daughter's wedding. You can wear it to a boat cruise. It is multifaceted, but if it's the right suit that makes you look nice, it says a whole lot about you, more than your words could ever convey. And I saw that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. Those people walking through D.C., I was so pride-filled and so impressed, because I don't get to see that often. I'm so far removed from mainstream where I live, and then because now I'm self-employed, I'm working from home out of my home office. I don't get to see that, but I haven't seen it in that magnitude in such a long time. I forgot that we had enough good sense to do this. You all would have been impressed. You would have felt the way I felt. And now that was forcing me to want to talk about this on this very day, to share this with you, because I'll be at the next Black Caucus from this point on moving forward, and I'm going to get my tickets in advance. The next thing I want to talk about is networking. I also talk about that in my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, and excuse me for clearing my throat. Again, I was invited to do the book signing. That relationship was cultivated from a worker at the airport who saw my book and felt that, hey, you need to talk to her to get this done. She will support you. Just call her. And I did. I began calling her and emailing her, and it took from April 3rd to September 17th to get this thing working. But I was building a relationship. I was networking. Then turned around and got on the boat and further networked, and found out about Roland Martin's party and all the other events going around surrounding the caucus. Talking to individuals, genuinely sharing who I am, but genuinely indulged in wondering and listening to who they were. So these individuals were accepting of me. They were accepting of my again, maybe lack of a better word, but taking of their time. You have to be responsible when you network. I've seen people network at events, and they're sent there by their corporation or their company, and they're sent there with 2, 3, maybe 5 other people that they are familiar with. And they will sit at the same table, excuse me, each and every day with the same group of people that they know from the office, yammering about something that has nothing to do perhaps with this event or this networking, and come back and say, oh, it wasn't all of that. You know, I didn't really get to meet too many people. And of course you didn't. Because you sat in the same mess and the same group of people talking about the same stuff that you could have talked about back at home. They didn't take full responsibility for that opportunity to meet and indulge and engage with others. I talked to people on the elevator. I talked to the front desk staff. I talked to janitor. I talked to doorman. I talked to anyone who would listen to me share. because I don't know who that person is, because their station in life don't say who they are in life. Some of these jobs people chose, they put that application because it suits their time frame. It suits their other passions that they want to provide. So they take this job to then financially support the other endeavors or other ventures that they want. So we can't look at perception and say that's reality, because it may not be. So you're responsible for networking. You're responsible from disconnecting from the norm and stepping out on faith and going ahead and putting yourself forward and in front of people to see who they are and what you can do to better enhance their life and how you guys can share what one another has. See, for me, being God-filled, my dreams of being there, of having that opportunity, having that information came true. The things that I had been pondering on from Wednesday on, you know what, had no confirmation, had no validity, because I did what I was supposed to do. And by me going to D.C. on Friday, by me going to Philly on yesterday, I was in and fulfilling my purpose. So it was inevitable that these things were going to happen, but it couldn't have happened if I would have stayed here in my home in New York and wished upon a star. I had to be there, and I stood amongst stars. I shine just as brightly because I went to an event a year ago, supported someone in D.C., and I stood there, and as large and assuming as a man I am, I was invisible. They were networking, but they never even came over and approached me, didn't know who I was. I could have been a radio industry exec, or I could have been a bum on the street. They didn't care because they stayed within their nucleus and within their group. And I swore at that moment in time, and I came home and told my wife and my friends, I would never again be in an event and people don't know who Versie Walker is. If they don't know, now they know. Because, again, I'm standing there, and I'm going to make sure that when I stand there, you'll see me, and there will be very little questions because I'm going to stand there as the answer. I want to let you know. I'm here to shine. I want to let you know that I'm here to help others and my callers and the listeners and the friends and the supporters of not only this show and not only of Coach LaLisa, but of me and my aspirations and my desire to do more and to be better, to show people there is a way, even in the day where it's cloudy and there's a mist of confusion. There is a way out and there's a way up. So I leave you with saying, never allow your dreams to be snatched away. Don't allow someone to put fear or doubt in you when you felt you did the right thing. See, everyone wants to go grab the lady out of the building that's burning, and they want to stand there and they want to be celebrated. There are some people who will grab the lady out of the building and make sure that she's resuscitated and will walk away, never to be seen or heard again, because he or she did what they were supposed to do. It wasn't about the celebration. It wasn't about the accolades and the acknowledgement of what they did. Because he'll get his day, or she'll get her day, but they were fulfilling their purpose at that moment and at that time. And with that, Coach, I leave you with that.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Good, I tell you. Oh, my God. Listen, people, you got to get this. You got to think big. You got to think out of the box. We were just talking yesterday about what to wear to give that impression. You know, we can't change some things, and that's how the world is. A lot of times they do perceive us by that appearance, and you know what? You never get a second chance to make a first impression. But we certainly thank you, Mr. Versie Walker, for all of those updates. You keep on keeping on. We're looking for more great things coming from you. Thank you for sharing. We're going to take this information. We're going to run with it. We're going to create those opportunities. We're going to trust that inner voice. When God tells us what we're doing and we're on the right track, we're not going to let people sidetrack us and make us think one thing when we already know that God already has the plan already planned out. So sometimes we don't know what to do. I know each and every one of you have destinations to make today. You have places to go. Things to do. We have about 20 seconds left to the show. Thank you, Coach Jay, for your comments in the chat room. Thank you for your continued support all the way from Germany. You are truly, truly a man of God. Thank you also, Coach K, you as well. I'm just so impressed with the men. Coach Versie, I tell you, I'm just so amazed at how men or women men and women are coming together and finally working together in just a pure sense of support, encouragement, and success. I tell you, we're embarking on something so new, and you're so right, Coach Versi, that we're moving into a new century. It's a new day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Thank you, Glow, just all the way from California. I know she had to go. Kiva also, who is in a different time zone. We really appreciate those individuals who are making that extra effort. Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, y'all. Please, if you know anybody in the Cincinnati area, please have them support her because she is so supportive of each and every one of us. She's going to be on a radio show there. Lincoln Ware is a DJ and a radio personality for many, many years, very, very, very well known in the Cincinnati area and probably other areas. She is going to be on there, so we wish her much success with her radio advertisement and her interview. Let her power shine. Let what she is doing as an African-American woman with her own business, entrepreneur full-time, that is her sole business, that is her sole income. Yes, she's married. Her husband has a job. But let me tell you, when you're an entrepreneur with a business like that, that is some hard work. Please hope we encourage all of your employees. Tell them to stay supportive. You're going to end up like George Jefferson with 8 or 9 dry cleaners. I can't wait. And when I go to Cincinnati, Coach Versi, we got to take all our dirty clothes and let her clean them. Well, don't worry, Hope. We're going to pay you. I know she's like, what? But now, anyway, yes, we love you. We love you. We love you, Kiva. We can't wait to get back to Nashville. I tell you, y'all, I am so hyped and psyched. I can't wait tonight when I walk into that classroom at Essex County College. All I can say is those 18, 20 students better be ready. Business 101, here we come. Kentalk training today is going to be off the chain. And I tell you, Coach Walker, I just want to let you know, I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Well, I thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and I value you as well. And I just want to tell the leaders, I mean, the listeners as usual, go out and be fearless today, as always.
Fearless, 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 fearless. Thank you, thank you, thank you, 248 area code. Oh, thank you for tuning in. If you have any comments or questions, please email them to me on Facebook or you can email Mr. Versi Walker. Thanks to Ms. Patricia Martin, who's probably driving little Jonathan to school. Tell Jonathan we support him. He says he wants to grow up Mr. Walker, and he's going to be a motivational speaker in addition to his 9 other things. This boy is so talented that it ain't funny. But we got to keep our support with this young man because, as most of us adults know, the more talented you are as a child with God-given gifts and talents, the more the devil wants to destroy you. And so we pray for him. I want to give a shout-out also to my nephew who's doing great and awesome, awesome, wonderful things. Byers, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you and your girlfriend. Much success to you as you prepare to take the GED. You're going to pass it with flying colors. All of your dreams are going to come true if you stay true to your purpose. Oh, this is just awesome, y'all. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to go, but I got to go. I know you got to go. I want to let you go, but I tell you, I'm just in a super mode right now, Coach Walker. Last night was so inspiring, wasn't it?
In fact, it was. It truly was. So we're doing the right thing, and I keep telling people, I see it, I feel it. The vision is plain. We wrote it down, and we're now living it.
All right, everybody. You heard it right here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday morning. I'm going to finish some things that I was talking about on Tuesday. Also, I just put in a request to an awesome man who's in the D.C. area, very powerful news reporter with a major news station. He's going to come on. He's going to be on the show. You got to stay tuned to the Culture Releases show. You don't know who we might have on here next. I know, thank you, Mr. Walker, for inviting also Mr. Michael Bazin to listen to the show. Well, who knows, maybe we'll have him on as a guest. Wouldn't that be awesome? And I will absolutely move out of the way, Mr. Walker, and let you interview him. So we're going to send him a request, ask him to be a guest on the Culture Releases show, and we'll make that happen for you, Mr. Walker. You deserve it. You've done the hard work, And because we'll have whatever we say. So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. So stay tuned, everybody. Be blessed. Love somebody. Remember, what you make happen for others, God will make it happen for you. Keep your power high. Release it, because whatever you give out, you'll get back 100-fold. Remember, don't chase money. Chase your dream. Chase your purpose. And when you find it, attach your vision to it right away. From the mouth of Miss Monica last night. Be blessed, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.